In the immortal words of Mark Antony, as recorded by one William Shakespeare, friends, Romans, countrymen, and of all countries and countrywomen, lend me your ears and I shall return them to you at the end of the day. Welcome to our session, day long, on climate change and agroecosystems, impacts, adaptations, and mitigation. And on behalf of Cynthia, myself, and A3, we hope to generate here a lively series of presentations and interactions on what is still very much a topical and moot issue. We're going to hear many points of view, not necessarily all in accord, and we're going to hope to generate further research and interaction on this extremely important topic. The morning session, would you like to present the program, Cynthia? Tell us about what is going to happen today.
There are the day is made up of four sessions. The opening session is on broad scale interactions. We have some wonderfully distinguished speakers from outside the society to share with us their perspectives on ecosystems and development and genetics and other key topics on broad scale interactions. Then we delve into agronomy with measuring and modeling CO2 and temperature effects. These are key issues for climate change and agriculture. We really need to see what the state of the science is, where we need, what we know, what we don't know. Then in the afternoon, we continue on the agronomy side, but expand to agroecosystems and other other sectors. Water, of course, key input for agriculture, but also so challenging in terms of the climate modeling. Looking also we have two presentations on pests and pest interactions, both weeds and insects and diseases, and then pulling back to regional effects and how those studies are done and what we can learn at the regional scale in the United States and in Africa, a very, very key vulnerable area. Finally, we turn in late afternoon to adaptation, the solutions. We're in the solution phase now of climate change. And where are we in terms of adaptation and mitigation? And what role can the society and our society members, our science, play in these key solutions in terms of agriculture to climate change? Finally, throughout the whole day, there's discussion. At the end of each one of these sessions, there's a discussion section. We'll end with a general discussion session. Please, everyone, stay. We do not want this to be darkened rooms, talk after talk, with no questions, discussions, points of view. And then finally, please join us at 5:15 for an hour's reception with the speakers. So we look forward to interacting with you all day long.
At the reception, there will be offerings to restore body and soul and mind. Now, this is the system that we need to contend with. It is a complex system. In its original paradigm, science seemed to follow the dictum of Euclid, that the whole is equal to the sum of its parts, so we can study each part separately. That no longer works. All the parts interact, and the whole can be much greater than the sum of its parts because it includes the myriad interactions, some of which are synergistic, others antagonistic. And so the complexity of the system requires us to understand science, to understand the world we live in and that we are managing or trying to manage in holistic terms. We cannot do it, each of us alone. We have to do it by putting our heads and our minds and work together to understand the larger system. Next, please. This is a simplistic kind of illustration of the components of the natural ecosystem. The atmosphere, which consists, of course, of a troposphere and a stratosphere and all the many myriad processes that take place within it, all in interaction with the land domain and the oceanic or hydrosphere, and the land domain itself consisting of vegetation above ground, vegetation within the ground, the root system, and the multiplicity of organisms, microorganisms, mesoorganisms, macroorganisms in the soil, and then the subsoil and the bedrock, and the ocean with its layers, and it's a system of heat exchange and material exchange, an extremely complex system that we need to understand, and we need to understand in relation to the climate that we didn't realize we were changing until a very short period of time ago. Next, please. Now, the soil system itself is exceedingly complex. One cannot talk about the soil simplistically as if it's a single unit. There is just a representation of how different soils are, particularly different in terms of their interaction with the environment, with and their contents of carbon. Here are the different major soil orders and their organic carbon content, and you see how very, very different they are. Next, and how vulnerable the soils are. Some of them contain little carbon and others contain much carbon, and that carbon is labile. Agriculture, as we have been practicing it, has caused the soil to emit, to liberate, to become a major source of the enrichment of the atmosphere with these radiatively active gases, mostly carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, methane. And now our challenge is to manage soils so as to become absorbers, to help mitigate rather than contribute to the greenhouse effect. Much of what we have done with our soils has been abusive. An egregious example is the way we have eroded the topsoil, that rich fountain of life, the topsoil which contains not only organic matter, but of course all these myriad of organisms. And here we have the transition from the older method of managing soils by depleting the organic matter, consisting here simplistically of the labile fraction and the rather more stable or recalcitrant fraction. And our task now is to begin restoring soil organic matter. So this is our choice. The old method, perish that old method of degrading the agroecosystem and setting up a downward spiral of degradation, consisting of the burning and the cutting of vegetation and the loss of biodiversity, and then everything else that follows, the denudation, the overgrazing, following, finally ending up with a depleted soil. Unfortunately, that has been the example in altogether too many cases around the world. We have to shift to an upward spiral, to a constructive way of managing our agroecosystems by restoring them and enriching them and intensifying our use of the good land, withdrawing from the lands that have been degraded to the point where they can only be restored into natural ecosystems. So a new paradigm, a much more meticulous and careful way to manage our land and water resources. And with that, for the moment, I rest my case and I invite the first speaker to come up.
I was the zeroth speaker.
Our first speaker is Ken Kassman from University of Nebraska. He's going to speak with us about crop yield potential, crop yield trends, and global food security in a changing climate.